We'll just briefly discuss the next line that Amar Rav Huna of Radio Rishua Eitz Parer Magilo Baroskenu Kli Rishon Kasaver Kabolo Kach Polto. So Eitz Parer is something you, the Chor is something you put in a pot, right? Not clear exactly what kind of pot you put it in. Might be more of like a spoon you put in the pot on the stove or something used to mash the potatoes afterwards, as you've seen. You're doing Hagala Baroskenu Kli Rishon because of Kabolo Kach Polto. Was using a Kli Rishon, you're doing Hagala in a Kli Rishon. The Rishonim here discuss what the chiddush of this line is. Like, we know things that are used b'chamin, you have to kasher in a kli rishon. So what's the chiddush here? So what's the chiddush of this line in the Gemara?
What's not aleish?
So one way of reading the Gemara is that the chiddush is you might have thought that it didn't need hefsher in a kli rishon because it wasn't used so hot, right? But that's the pshat that Rabbeinu David says based on the Ramban and Avodah Zarah, right? So what's the chiddush? So, well, I guess let's backtrack for a second. Let's figure out what the rules are, right? There are three shitas, I believe, as to what the rules are in terms of kli rishon on the fire and not on the fire. What's the shita that they quote here from the Ramban and Avodah Zarah?
If you used it not on the fire, you can
kasher
it on the fire. If you used it on the fire, that's the kasher on the fire.
That's what he quotes from
the
Ramban
of Avodah Zarah?
What?
I thought the first thing he quotes.
Right. The truth is, if you look at the Ramban of Avodah Zarah, it's not so kasher. But I think what he quotes from the Ramban of Avodah Zarah is, one shita is, right, that either way, right, which is his maskana, although not the... not the Ramban here, is that either way you need to kasher in the Rishon al Gabe Ha'ish. That's what he quotes from the Ramban of Avodah Zarah, that whether it's used on or off the fire, that's what I mean, either way, needs to be kashered, it needs to be kashered on the fire. Right? What's the second shita? This is Rabbeinu David's maskana. What is the second shita, which is the Ramban in the Lakutos Pesachim, which we don't have?
What is Rabbeinu David Maskana or his Ramban Maskana? No, he quotes Ramban. The Ramban changes when Rabbeinu David is the original.
Right. I think Rabbeinu David in the end says even if you use it off the fire, you still need to kasher it on the fire.
Okay.
What does he quote from the Ramban here?
If it was used by the end.
Exactly. He says, if used al gabe ha'esh, you need al gabe ha'esh. If not, then you can kasher shelo al gabe ha'esh. Right? That depends how the kli rishon was used. Right? There's two types of kli rishon. He takes kabbalah kapolta very literally. If you use it off the fire, kasher it off the fire. If you use it on the fire, kasher it on the fire. And what's the third shita that's not in the Rishonim on our sugya?
All you need is long time.
Right, that's obviously the third shita. Right, and this is the shita of the Tor. The Tor also quotes the second shita, but he starts out by saying, and it seems to be based on Rabbeinu Tam. So Rabbeinu Tam holds even if you use it on the fire, you can kasher with Eroi. So Kalachomer, you kasher Kli Rishon Shel Al Gabei Ha'esh.
The Kli Rishon Shel Al Gabei Ha'esh, is it still going to be boiling or no?
It can't be that boiling, the Rishon will point out. Right?
Does that start off being boiled? Like how?
Yeah, I think you'd have to have boiled it and then take it off and not let it cool off too much.
The normal usage in Kli Rishon Shel Al Gabei Ha'esh is not while it's still boiling. Since when you first put in, it doesn't need to be boiling when I first start the action. Obviously, as soon as you put it in, it's going to start cooling down.
No, I don't think so. So the Torah says, either way, you can kasher in a Kli Rishon, Shalom Gabi Ha'esh. Right, three shitas. The Torah says every Kli Rishon is the same, no difference in different kinds of Kli Rishons. The Reign of David's Maskana, based on perhaps the Ramban of Azara, is that, no, for kashering, for Shabbos every Kli Rishon might be the same, but for kashering, you need a Kli Rishon al Gabi Ha'esh, because that's the only way to properly kasher something. And the Ramban in Psachim, which we don't have, the Ran also agrees with this, and the Maram Chalava, they all quote from the Ramban and Psachim the same thing, says that Mamish Kabolo Kachpolto. What's the Chiddush of our Gemara according to these different Pshatim? So if you say that, well, if you say, well, what does our Gemara mean by by what's the lashon of beroschen of a Kli Rishon? What does the Gemara mean by beroschen of a Kli Rishon? Right. So if you take the first shot, then what do they mean by beroschen of a Kli Rishon? Exactly. So the chiddush is you need hagolah with Kli Rishon al gavi ha'esh. Even though, well, one shot is, even though it was used off the fire, that's what I mean, the Dover and the Rich to say in the end, right? Afalpi Shemishtam Shubo Shomlo Al Gabi Ha'ish. Ravina Dover has a different shot also. He says it could be that you use it on the fire, but you might have thought that I only stuck it in the pot for a little while. I wouldn't need to kasher it in a pot of boiling water, kamash when I do. But the main shot that Ravina Dover likes is that that's the big chiddush. That's exactly the chiddush. Even though an eighth part is something I use off the fire, once I use it on Kli Rishon, I need to kasher it. I need to kasher it on the fire. What if you hold like the Ramban Lakutos Psachim? Lakutos Psachim just means like I'm Psachim. He didn't write a regular parish, right? They're just like a collection of little pieces that he wrote. Then what's the chiddush Mar Sogya? What?
Do we have them?
We have them, but not this one. Not this piece, right? We have Ramban himself, right? And Lukutos, he has like two parts on Daf Dalet and like two on Daf Tess, or it's a Daf Zayin, and you know, one on Daf Lama and Daf Lamin. Yeah. So, and of course, if you take the second shot, then what is the Chiddush? Chiddush Lechora is, and that's what the Wheeler Ramban, the Chiddush is that it's, since it's used off the fire, you can kosher it off the fire, right? And the other Rishonim add, according to Ramban Lashitase, right? The Ran adds, used mostly off the fire, right? He says, even if you suddenly put it on, then Kli Rishon on the Eish. Since we go by Rov Tashmisho, since you usually use it off the fire, then it's enough to kasher in the Kli Rishon off the fire.
How do you know the Gemara means that and not the other case of Lo Gabi Ha'esh means Lo Gabi Ha'esh?
I just said Lo Gabi Ha'esh means Lo Gabi Ha'esh. I mean, how do I know it means that and not the opposite?
Yeah, sorry.
I think because used Al Gabi Ha'esh, needing Al Gabi Ha'esh is too obvious. That's like classic clay midya, and that's pots, right? So, there are other pshatim. Again, if you take number one, there's another pshat that you could say the chiddush is used al gabi ha'ish, needs al gabi ha'ish, even though you only stuck it in briefly. If you take this pshat, you could say the chiddush is that since it was sometimes used al gabi ha'ish, the chosh is for mi atashmisho, and you need kash al gabi ha'ish, for being a dove, it suggests that pshat. But these are the mainstream pshatim. According to the Torah, Lechora, and the machlokes is, what does it mean, roasting of a Kli Rishon? According to Ravina David, roasting of a Kli Rishon means while it's boiling on the fire. According to Ravina Lakudos, no. That would be roasting. Roasting of a Kli Rishon means even though it's not on the fire, as long as it's in a Kli Rishon, that's good enough. And Lechora, the Torah does it right in this Gemara, but he would say the Chiddush is that even though it was used Al Gabi Ha'esh, you can kasher So, the depending on what shot you hold in relation to Mishnah Agave Shel Agave Ha'esh, you'll have a different shot in this Gemara. Okay, but we're not going to be lying in this further. The next line in the Gemara is very interesting. What about kunya kelim? Are you allowed to use them on Pesach? What are kunya kelim? So what does almost everyone say kunya kelim means?
Coated clarence.
Coated with what?
Metal.
Right, metal, specifically lead, although I assume it would be the same, any metal. Again, I think nowadays they would consider that unsafe. But lead, that was a very common in the old days, right? They had lead-coated cheres kelim. So, what's the suffix? What's the suffix?
Do you get to the
cheres? Exactly. Meaning, obviously we know lead is one of the things that needs to be kashered. It's mentioned in the Chumash and Parshas Matos. Question is, if you have a coating on cheres, does the bliya only go in the lead? In which case, you can kasher it. Or does the bliya get into the cheres? In which case, you can't kasher it. And what are they saying? Yoroka lo tibar lo fevade asira. Asiri, because that's the yorok is very porous. Ki tibar lo uchmi vechivri, the black and white. My vehevli is for katufni lo tibar lo. If it has cracks and wrinkles, then of course it'll be bolea. Devade asiri. Ki tibar lo uchmi ki tibar lo shi, if it's smooth. My armalei chazina lo demi daisi. Alma bali vasiri. He says we see this midaisi. Pretty much all the Rishonim agree that midaisi means that it comes out the outside. Again, I think in our modern day lead-coated cheres kelim, it would not come out the outside, but I guess they must have had inferior types of lead-coated cheres kelim. Then said if you put food, wine or something in the inside, it'll seep through and come out the outside. So obviously if it comes to the outside, then it got through the lead into the cheres, and it's bolea. And once the cheres bolea, then the rest of the psak is easy. Once the cheres bolea, you're stuck. It's a Torah, idok, cheres, and you also mean yo, li, olam. Because you can never kasher cheres. We're not going to go into psak and yayin nesach. You have to look into what the Zohar, what the maskana is. But how about yayin nesach? Remember, says, money dekunya ben ucham ben chiv ben yiruki shari, that he's matcha these same things. Okay, that's because the Ayin Nesef was cold. Here we're talking about you cook hot chametz, and therefore it's Balea all the way through. And the Shana actually explains it's when you cook that you see it coming out the other side. If it's Balea all the way through, then you can, of course, never kasher a klicheris, because the Torah is made on klicheris, and you go through the Dof Lugola. So a few small points here. Number one, in terms of the definition of kunya, pretty much everyone says it means lead-covered cheres, and the question is whether only the lead is bolei or the cheres also. Rabbeinu Hanano, in our side of our page, just says it means kli cheres. But the Rabbeinu Hanano print on our page is always the bad girsa, and the fancy Rabbeinu Hanano, they always quote from the other ksav yad, which has the better girsa, and the other ksav yad says it means coated cheres. So I think we'd have to ignore it. The Rabbeinu Hanano on our page. The only day it holds something a little different is if you look for a second, and this comes up a lot halacha l'maisa. I'm not sure what Rav Avadi says about this, but if you turn for a second to the Rush, the Rush says that in Simen Ches, it's in page 250, in the old fashioned ones. Etc. Perish Rabbeinu Tam's out. Quotes Rabbeinu Tam with a different shot in Mani Dekunya. Mani Dekunya Hitoch Zechuche Shemachab Mem Kli Cheres. He says that the glass coated Cheres is Mani Dekunya. So what's the suffix? The suffix, it's a different suffix. Not the suffix, but the inner layer is Bolea. Because, almost all Rishonim hold, the Avgav, the Kli Zechuch HaShalim Lo Bala. Right? Right? Because Zechuch is not Bolea at all. So he says it's a different suffix. The suffix isn't, we know the outer layer is Bolea, but this goes all the way through. The suffix is, it's coated Zechuch. Zechuch is not Bolea. So do we say the glass coating counts as regular Zechuch and repels all the Bleos? Or do we say, came in the Mechuba al-Kheres and Nitzrim al-Bakivsham balatfei, since it was forged together with the Kheres, it blends into the Kheres and becomes porous like the Kheres. And, in which case, the Maskan of our Gemara would be, according to the Rush, a much bigger Chumrah than according to the other Rishon. According to the other Rishon, the Maskan of the Gemara is just if you have two layers, and they're both Balea, it goes through both of them. According to the Rush, Maskan is that even though glass is in Balea, if the glass is forged together with Kheres, then the glass becomes more Kheres-like and is Balea. Which is why, in modern-day plates, even though they have a little bit of a glass coating, which is meant to prevent blios, but we don't rely on that to say they're not Balea, because when the glass is forged together with the Kheres, it takes on the properties of the Kheres, and that's why modern-day plates are a problem. I'm not sure what everybody says. What?
We see that based on the
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know what he does with the Rush. Maybe he ignores it. I don't know if he has a way to explain the Rush or if he just rejects the Rush. That I'm not sure.
I mean, our Metzius clearly isn't the same as the Gemara. You don't see it being pulled to the other side of the clay.
Correct. Correct. And our plates aren't Bolea. But maybe that's what he says. He says the Rush is talking about their Metzius and our Metzius is different. Okay, Tzarkian. Now, the line of Atorah Hi'idah Kli Cheresh and Yotzim Yidofu V'Olam, there's a... first of all, there's a very strange Rashi here. Anyone downstairs have this fancy Gemara, quotes on the Shas, the most important Dachronim Mekagos. So the Rashash had to erase some words from Rashi here. Right, because what does Rashi say? What's the Aedis of the Torah? So if I see, what's the Aedis of the Torah that Kli Cheresh is not Yotzim Yidofu V'Olam, what would you say? What? So it says break it. And what's the ages that other things are Yotzim Yidei Dafyo? Torah says Morik Meshutaf. And by Kli Midyon, the Torah says Tevri Ve'ish V'tayr. Right? So that's almost what Rashi says. But Rashi adds the end of the Ramaskal Demidaisi says that Torah Yidei Kli Cheres Shekimin Shabbala in Yotzim Yidei Dafyo Yolim Kli Eitzu Makos Kasal Lecha Yishatev Tavir Ve'ish Yomorik Meshutaf. But Kli Cheres Yishaver. So he's quoting Tavir Ba'esh and Mork Meshutav by Nateches. Tavir Ba'esh is in Matos about Klei Midyon. Mork Meshutav is in Tzav about Klei Kachim. He quotes Yishatev about Klei Eitz. Now, the Rishash erases that. The problem is it's hard, so you have to erase Klei Eitz and Yishatev, which is just, you know, a little hard to imagine that mistake crept into Rashi, like in the first clause and the second clause. Why does the Rosh Hashanah erase Kli Eitz and Yishatev? What? No, the Pasuk doesn't even say Hefshe Kalim. Yeah, when the Torah says Kli Eitz Yishatev, it's talking about dipping in a mikvah for Tumah V'Tahara. Right? We all know that metal and wood Kalim, you can tovel the mikvah to make them Tahar, and Cheres Kalim, you can't tovel the mikvah to make them Tahar, you have to break them. But the Rosh Hashanah erases it because what is Tumah V'Tahara? Right, if you read this Rashi, you should object. What does Tumah V'Tahara have to do with Hefsher Kalim? Like we're talking Yotzim Yidofyo, whether you can kashrut or not. Whether you can dunk in a mikveh and remove Tumah of touching a dead mouse has nothing to do with kashrut of the blios. So that's a very, very, very strange a very strange Rashi. What does Rashi say on the riff?
It says, you came as a bully, a shogun of poly, pay you to me, they don't move the clean eats, matapos, then to aviru beish, morak, the shoot up the mind.
So he leaves out the yishatev, which is good right for the rishas. Probably he sticks in the eights, and then it doesn't make any sense, because none of those sukkim are about the eights, neither taviru beish, vatahir, nor morak, the shoot up the mind is something about the eights, right? Like the Pesukim said in the Ibn Khlina Choshes B'Shalom or Pesukim Ma'im, it says, Ach Zahavi Yitzhak Hesus HaChoshes of Arzel Samdilva so far is called Varsha Yavova Eish Tavir Ba'ish V'Tayr. So the Rashi and the Rif is great for erasing Yishatev, but then it just makes it worse, not better, because Torah doesn't say anything about Kli Eitz. It only talks about Kli Natechs. How do we know Kli Eitz? We figured it out on our own. So this Rashi is very strange. L'maisa, the only thing you think of is if you want to go back to the admittedly significant chiddush that we said the other day, if you assume that the dinim of Hechsher Kalim are not just about practically what gets out, how much bleels. But our chalos matir, then maybe you can understand Rashi a little better. That yotzmi nidokyo is not talking about cleaning it out physically, but it's talking about a chalos matir on the kelim. Then you can understand that they're both called tavir ishvatar. They're both called tuma. So if kli eitz, even though you only have a matir for the tuma of tumas mada and not for the tuma of bleis iser, but once we have precedent in Kli'eitz for Tumas Maga, then we assume you can also kasher it, as opposed to Cheres, which both by Tumas Vatara and by Bli'as Isser, we assume you have to break. So the sushtel from the extrapolation from Tumas Vatara to Hefsher Kalim is more palatable if you assume that Hefsher Kalim is a formal Kalos Matir. But again, that's so if you really wanted to be Medayik and Rashi, you might have to come on to this big Chiddush that we came on to for other reasons. Either that or you'd have to erase the words in Rashi. Because Rashi's stance here is very tricky, unless you say this big Kiddush. Okay, Chazinalu, in terms of Torah Heida, Tosos has a bit of a discussion, right? There's what's Tosos' problem with that Torah Heida? That's the first part. It says, if midaisi means after you kasher it, it still is midaisi, then when you this is the Torah, you saw it with your own eyes. That's But all the Rishonim say that's no problem, because they interpret Midaisi to mean before you kasher it, comes out the outside. So that only proves that it was Bolea. Doesn't prove you can't kasher it. Right? If it comes out the outside, it must be stuck in the middle. How do we know you can't kasher it? That's only the aegis of the Torah. Right? What's Tosis Kasha?
You could kasher
it. You could kasher Klicheris. Kivshonos, that was in Zvachim. And even in our sugya, right, we have Hefse Kataner and Mal Yagumri of the Buchya, and even a regular Kalim, if not for the Gzeirah Drabanan of Chayis Delmapaki, we would allow you to kasher them. So Midoraisa, you can kasher Klicheris. So, Midoraisa, you can kasher Klicheris. So, Tosis, most of the Rishonim take Tosis' answer on the daf. What is Tosis' answer? Exactly that. The Kivshonos, that's based also on a Diyuk in our Gemara, right? What's the Diyuk in our Gemara? Remember, Ashi's misunderstanding. He says, I didn't mean new knives, I meant like new to do Liban. So Tosos, even though it could be that Tosos is only willing to vouch for Klicheris, Tosos says that Kivshonos and that at least Kivshonos and Mal Yagumri are considered like a new Kli, and for the new Kli, that's not Yotsumi De Dofyo, it's a new Kli, because that's how you make new Kli Cheres anyway. Then he gets into a whole discussion, which different Rishonim, different Maskanas, about if the new Kli, why doesn't that work for Tumah Vatara. The Tosos Rash, in the end, even though he's the one who's quoted as working it all out, and our Tosos has a different shot, which avoids all the problems. He says, you thought it meant Torah He'idah and Kli Cheres that you can't kasher it. And then you have to start saying that Kivshonos is a new Kli, and then you get onto all the other problems at the end of Tosos. So there's an easier way to say it. When the Torah says Ein Yotz Midofyo Li'olam, what are the Torah mean by Li'olam? Li'olam with Hagala. It meant Ein Yotz Midofyo Ba'Hagala Li'olam. How did you know that we meant that? Because the Gemara is talking about Hagala. So the Gemara is talking about Hagala. It says Ein Yotz Li'olam means the Olam through Hagala. But really, the Torah was only referring to Hagala, and that's a good deal for the Pasuk. Because what did the Pasuk say? U'klicheres shetavusha bo yishaber. Ve'im b'chlin l'chosh b'shalom orf v'shutav amayim. Klicheres break. But other kalim do hagala. Mark should remind us hagala. So if the Torah is only made hagala, it doesn't work. Okay, so if you say the Torah is only made hagala, it doesn't work, and take the olam less literally, everything's glass. If you take the olam literally, you have to say that Kivshonos is a new kli, and then finish up the Tosos. Okay, those are a few small points. The main kasha, which all the achronim had on our Gemara, was against the what? The Rambam. Right, because the Torah heid al kli cheresh einu yotzmi yedofyo liolam. But what does the Rambam hold? The Rambam holds. Interesting trap you fell into. The Rambam holds you can do agola on kli cheresh, except for chatas. Right, the Rambam holds you can do agola. Right, the Rambam holds. Simple shot in the pasuk is riku shtifa works for metal, but not for kli cheresh. But the Rambam says that's only for the chatas. It really has to do with how you interpret the Mishnah. The Mishnah says this is the chumra of chatas more so than other karbanos. All the other Rishonim say that means the din of kibas. right? You know, if a drop of Kamtzis blood lands on your clothing, you have to wash it in the Azara. That's only Kamtzis, not other Karbanos. The Rambam says, no, Kibbutz and Shvira. That Shvira also is only for Kamtzis, not for other Karbanos. The Rambam says, if you cook a Shlomim and an Usham and a Bechor Meiser and Pesach in a Kli Cheres, you can do Agola and it's fine. Only a Chatas needs Shvira. So obviously, if only a Chatas needs Shvira, that's a special Xeris, a custom of Chatas. But really, you can Kasher Kli Cheres. It is Yotzimidi Dov Yoliola in the Pasuk, right? The only Pasuk is that Pasuk by Kachim, right? It's Torah, that doesn't mean it's a Pasuk. The only pasuk is by kashim. That was a special zeres hakasuv by chatas, and not really a general rule. I got hold on. Can I just have one moment here? Because I didn't hand out the Rambam.
This one page.
Yeah. So what's shot in the Rambam? Where's the Torah made on Kli Cheres? She'ini yotzmi dofi li'olam. If really you can kasher Kli Cheres from anything but a chatas. So what's shot in the Rambam? Oh, sorry. So where's the Torah made on Kli Cheres? She'ini yotzmi dofi li'olam. If it's just a special exer sekasa by chatas. So, l'chor, all the achronim say the same thing, just they say it in different words. They say that it must be misvara. The Torah said if you cook a chatas, you can't kasher it, you can't do hagolah, right? You have to break the kli cheres. If hagolah would totally clean out the kli cheres, if a kli cheres could be totally kashered, then it wouldn't be a kli cheres shel chatas anymore. A kli cheres of chatas needs to be broken. But if you could kasher it, then it wouldn't have any chatas in it anymore. So it's not logical that it would need to be broken. That lechor at the Rambam has to be a little nitchak to say that all the Torah says is zeres akos, if you cook a chatas, you have to break the kli cheres. But obviously the Torah wouldn't say that if there was a blias of chatas in the kli cheres, because then this kli cheres is not different than any other kli cheres. So misvara, we know the Torah didn't just mean stam zeres chatas, break the chatas as kli cheres. It meant break a chatas with blios of kli cheres, which proves you can't break a kli with blios of chatas. Kli cheres is blios of chatas, which proves that you can't get the blios out of the chatas. That is what with kli that you can't get the blios out of a kli cheres.
Just of a chatas?
No. So hold on. Here's where it gets even more interesting. So number one, right? The first kasha is, of course, going to give birth to a second kasha, right? The first kasha is, where is the edus of the Torah? So the answer is that misvara, it would only make misvara. We know the Torah didn't just mean you have to be shover this random kli. Torah meant you have to be shover a kli with any chatas in it. You know, maybe that parallels the kibbutz, right? You only have to be mechavis the beged when it has the dam of the chatas. So you only have to show her the kli when it has the kli of the chatas. So you have to say, we knew misvara that the Torah meant to break a kli cheres with Belias Chatas inside. And therefore, we see that you can't kasher the Chatas by doing Hagalah like, you can't kasher the Chatas by doing Hagalah like you can kasher other Kalim. So that is, Lechor, the first step of the Rambam. Then, of course, the Neil asks, hold on a second, if the Rambam admits that Hagalah doesn't kasher Kli Cheres, then, right, but really Hagolah doesn't kasher Kli Cheres, right? That's why for Pesach, you can't kasher Kli Cheres. That's why Macholos HaSuris, you can't kasher Kli Cheres. But, then he'll ask, what? But you can kasher Kli Cheres for other Kachim, right? So, then that brings up the second question. If so, then why can you kasher a kli cheres from other kashim, according to the Rambam? Right, if it's really an edus of the Torah, you can't clean it out from the chatos lios, that's why you break it. Because apparently chatos lios are different than all other lios, right? Baharaya, only chatos lios need kivas of the beget, right? Chatos lios you have to get rid of entirely. You can't have anything left from the chatos lios. So, if the chatos lios have to get rid of entirely, then you can't kasher them out. And that's how we know that you can't kasher it for Pesach or for Makolos HaSuras. But then, why can you kasher Kli Cheres from all the other Karbanos?
Are the
Bleos
Chatos and the Kli Cheres considered Easter
L'chora not, because... Why do I say l'chora not? L'chora not, because the only problem, they become nosar, right? And right now they're not nosar yet, so l'chora you think it's a parable.
So maybe it has to do with not being able to kasher a terebola and the kufaris.
Not being able to kasher a terebola? Then why can you kasher all the other karbanos? Then why can you kasher all the other karbanos? So, why can you kasher all the other karbanos? So what does Rabbi Akiva Eger assume? Why can you kasher all the other karbanos? And that's the rub. This is the same thing in the Harik Hedim here. So there are two basic approaches here. Right? Two basic approaches. Rabbi Akiva Eger, and he doesn't make this up. He says, and the Mefarshim explain, right? What does Rabbi Akiva Eger assume? He assumes that Hagolah works for Lifheres. For Hetera Bola. Right? Just like we know, right? Makes a small extrapolation. Right? A Tashmishal Gabi Ha'or, right? A Shpud Va'askula needs Liban. Right? A metal spit needs Liban. But for Hetera Bola, you can do Agol instead. And the simple shot is because it weakens it to the point where a new Isser can't be Chal. Likewise, Klicheris needs Liban, right? Remember, Liban works for Klicheris, if not for Xer Drabana. Kli Cheres needs Liban just like a spit needs Liban, but an Etera Bala is enough to weaken the Tagala. So too, a Kli Cheres needs Liban, but an Etera Bala is enough to weaken it through Hagala. And that's the rule, is that Hagala works for Kli Cheres for Etera Bala just like it works for Shpud Ba'askala for Etera Bala. And that's the Rosh and the Harikendim here. And that's what Rabbi Akiva Eger says. A lot of them, partial, a lot of Rakhbonim. I mean, I'm not going to list every Akron in the world. There are 100 Akronim who discuss this Ramah. Anyone remember from your day of who holds the Shita that Hagalah works for Klicheres for Hetera Bala? The Bala Itzer, right? The Bala Itzer holds that if you have a Klicheres, which is Milchik, if you have a Milchik Klicheres, then if you cook in it, that'll do a goal and clean it out and it'll be tarif. He actually goes a little further, because even if you cook meat in it, he'll still call that a terabala. In some circumstances, like the shishim, etc. But this is, right, the shita, exactly, very good, of the itzer. Did you remember that from Simon Sani Yimel?
No,
sure. Okay. The shita of the itzer in Yoredeya. Simon Tzadi Gimel.
You said it might also be the Rashba, didn't you?
That Hagalah, correct. Although, a lot of Rishonim assume the Rashba only meant Melchil. That's the whole issue in the Kudiskas, the Taz, etc. But the Iter, for sure, Hagalah works for Kli Cheres of Basar or Chavav. Right? Hagalah works for Kli Cheres of Basar or Chavav. Because hetera, that's the rule. Hetera bala hagola is as good as liban, and if liban works in hetera, then hagola works in hetera bala. That is the shita of many achronim in explaining the shita of the Rambam. Of course, what do you have to assume about chametz then?
You have to assume
chametz is isur bala, right? Because we know hagola doesn't work with hetera. So what do you have? No problem, right? You have to assume chametz is Yisur of Allah against the Magen Mishnah, many others.
And the Chatz is Yisur of Allah.
You have to assume Chomitz Yisur of Allah. And Chatas is either Gzeres HaKasav or Isur of Allah. I actually happen to, most people say Gzeres HaKasav, I actually happen to like Donnie's way of saying it, because what's the point? The point is that for other Karbanos, why do you have to kasher it? So that it won't be Nosar. For Chatas, why do you have to kasher it? Just because you have to get rid of Chatas. And then what you're saying is Yisur HaBalah. For other Karbanos, you just don't want it to be Nosar. So it's in there, you don't want it to get a new shame. But for Chatas, no. There's just a din that Chatas needs to be, there's a din that Chatas needs to be removed. And therefore, that's Yisur HaBalah. It's already called a Chatas. It's not because it'll be Nosar. Even if it wouldn't be Nosar, there's a din that needs to be removed, right? It's blood of a Chatas that gets absorbed in my clothing, have a din of Nosar? Not so pashut, right? Let's say I have a little drop of Chatas blood that made a stain in my shirt. Is that really because it's going to be Nosar that I have to wash my shirt? No, it's just the din of Chatas. The Chatas has to be removed. So too, if it's just din of Chatas, that's called Yisur HaBalah. So you could say Chatas Yisur HaBalah, or you could just say it's Gzeres HaKasav.
Are we asking
that question? What? Yeah, the Rambam would hold like the answer then. The Rambam would have to hold like the answer. No problem. He never contradicts that. Right? I mean, he never says it, but he never contradicts it, so he can hold. That wouldn't bother me. It wouldn't bother me for the Rambam to hold like the Yitzhar. I think, yeah, you have to admit the Rambam holds like the Yitzhar. But, again, doesn't, again, not maybe like the crazy extension that if you cook meat in a milk pot, but at the very least, if you do Hagola of a Cheres, Fleishik dishes, right, our modern day Cheres dishes, no problem, do Hagolah on their parv. The Rambam could hold that. Wouldn't bother me in the least. Okay, that is one derech. And you have to assume Chavitz Yisur HaBalah. Oh, Chavitz Yisur HaBalah, then why is it enough to do Hagolah on the knives? Just say, like the Gra. And I noticed Rabbeinu Manoach on those knives said a very similar thing. That, because you don't use knives for Chavitz on the barbecue. Right, Rabbeinu Manoach on the Rambam said the same thing. Maybe you use knife for something that was like you didn't check to make sure that it never like got a little chametz stick on the barbecue. You never use knives for actual bread on the barbecue. So you have to assume chametz yisur bala and explain sakin like the Gra and Rabbeinu Manoach. What does Rabbeinu Manoach say? He says the only thing a sakin would get on the barbecue is like maybe there's meat and like you weren't careful to ensure that a little piece of wheat didn't spill on it. But you don't actually put bread on the barbecue with a knife. that is one pshat in the Rambam. According to that pshat in the Rambam, what difficulty might we have? We'll come back to that. Okay. The problem is that seems to be the wrong shot in the Rambam. Seems to be a very, very difficult shot in the Rambam. What's the problem with this shot in the Rambam? Hey, he has an itch on his side. It's worth something, even for the Rambam to have an itch on his side. What's the problem with this shot in the Rambam? And it has a good model, right? We have a model that Hagolah doesn't work for Shput and Askelah, but Heter Avolah does. So Hagolah doesn't work for Gitaris. But a Heter HaBalah does, it just has to weaken it enough so that it can't be Meichel a new Isser. Right? Seems reasonable enough. What's the problem? So one problem is, then what would you expect to say about Klei Avonim in the Mikdash? You should need Hagolah, right? So there are, that is the smaller problem. Right, but what's the problem? Problem one, why do Klei Avonim not need Mirika? Why do Klei Avonim not need Mirika Shtifa? Right, that's what I'm saying in Tesla. Klei Glolim, Klei Avonim, Klei Avdoma, Einan to Unum Mirika Shtifa, Afil Bechatas, Ela Hadocha, Bilvad. Right? Now, what's the Rambam? Now, What's the Rambam's makor? Where does the Rambam get this from? That Kleavanim, Gwalim, and Adama don't need. We discussed this already. Don't need kashering, just hadacha. He gets it from a Tosefta in Zochim. It's not an old version of the Tosefta, but like all the Rishonim had it. So lachor it's in, you know, the mainstream version. So I'm not sure if it's in the ones in our Shas. But it's definitely the ones on the Bar Ilan, and all the Rishonim had it. So how do you explain that very, very strange, Tosefta, right? Why did Tosefta say Klei Avanim and Klei Gwalim and Klei Adama don't need Rikushtifa, just Hadacha? After all, didn't they absorb Kachim and then there's going to be Nosar? So one answer is, right? So, well, let's look at the Tosefta. What are the different answers for the Tosefta? One answer is that's the Radvaz on this Rambam that says they're like glass and they don't absorb. Right? Misvara, I have a lot of trouble accepting this, as we discussed last time. But the Radvaz says it, and I think the Chazan Ish also assumes a lot of Akronim assumes. Radvaz and a lot of Akronim. Right? And many Akronim assume this. Okay, what does the Mordechai do to get rid of this Tosefta? He says it means you don't need Rikur Shtifa, just Hadacha, meaning just Hadacha. Right? So the Mordechai says it just means you're potter from. What's Rikur Shtifa? The Gemara says clearly Rikur Shtifa is more than regular kashering, it's a special Gzeirat HaKasa mitzvah, it's a ritual. Right? You're potter from the mitzvah of Merika Ushtifa. You just need Hagala. Right? He says that's ridiculous. You can't say they don't absorb. It must be that you're potter from the mitzvah of Merika Ushtifa. You just need Hagala. That's what it meant. It's not a special mitzvah, it's a regular Hagala. What did the Chochmei Nervona, Chochmei Narbon in the Meiri say? Exactly, similar idea, right? The Chachmei Narbona said it means you're potter from the mitzvah of Rikur Shtifa. If you don't want to cook in it again. Right? If from now on you just want to use it as a flower pot, or from now on you just want to use it to hold it as a candy dish, then your potter is the same idea as the Mordechai. Say, it just potters the ritual Rikur Shtifa, of course it's still treif. They just have different technical ways of explaining the Braisa. The Mordechai says, it says you don't need Rikur Shtifa, just Hadacha. Meaning you don't need a mitzvah, but it's still treif, so Hadacha means Hagala. How many words says no, Hadacha means rinsing. Means you don't need the mitzvah Rikur Shtifa, you don't do anything. If you don't plant the coconuts. But they're both saying the same thing. It's just pattering you from the ritual Zeres HaKasov, but of course it's still treif. So, we have the recent policy I'm not going to come back to now because we already discussed. The problem is, what does the Rambam hold? Right? What does the Rambam hold in this Tosefta? So, what are you going to say in the Rambam? So the Radvaz says, what does the Rambam hold? What does the Radvaz say the Rambam holds?
Napoleon.
That it's not Napoleon. Problem is that it's impossible. Why?
He says it needs to kasher stone.
Because he says in both Machol Sasuris and Chametz Matza you need to kasher stone. Right? So it's a little funny. Like, Davka, the one shot that is impossible for anyone to say for the Rambam, and then you'll find out the Radvaz certainly should not have intended to say, the Radvaz says it's a tremendous argument. So, even though the Radvaz says it, the Radvaz doesn't work for the Rambam. Because if it's the Metzias that they're not Balea, then why do you need to capture them in Hilchos Chametz Matzah and Hilchos Machos Asuros? Right? So the Radvaz doesn't work. Again, why did the Radvaz say something that so obviously doesn't work? Sorry. I don't have an answer to that. But the Radvaz doesn't work. How about the Mordechai or the Chochmei Narbona? Does the Rambam sound like that? Right? What he means is, you don't need to Mariko Shtifa just Hadacha, but it's still Treif. Is that what the Rambam sounds like?
No, you're using it again.
Right, that you could, if you wanted to, maybe you could stick it in the Rambam. What the Rambam means is, you don't need Mariko Shtifa just Hadacha, but it's still Treif. That's a very Dacha shot in the Rambam, because the Rambam's telling you, halacha l'maisa here, and it sounds like you don't need mikra shtifa, just hadaka, and right, and that's it. He doesn't say, and then it's still treif.
Can you combine that with Radbaz that said there's no issue of blios in the mikdash because you never run into problems? Although you could ask it, he says in the on Yud Beis, he says that you never need to worry about nosar blios because if you use it the same day. There won't be no start. The next day.
Okay, good. So hold that thought for a moment.
Okay.
I'm just saying the Mordechai is really, I think, quoting a smag, slash Chachmei Narbona, is very dachuk. It's very dachuk in the round to say that he means, it doesn't mean Yigur Shiva just has dachuk, but it's still treif. Right? That's a very dachuk thing to say for the Rambam. Because it doesn't sound like that for the Rambam. The Rambam, you know, the Rambam should have been clear here. You know, he's telling you all the halachas of what you need Hagolah and what you need this and that. So that's hard to say in the Rambam. So the Rambam's stuck, right? Why, if Kli Eben do absorb, and Lachora, Talmud, Kli Glom, and Kli Adama, they do absorb, the Rambam, it can sound like you just rinse them off and it's fine. So how could that be? What's Pshat in the Rambam? So that is one problem with the Rambam. What's the other problem? And of course, then they answer each other in the Rambam. What's the other problem in the Rambam? That this answer is assuming Shana the Gemara's Vav and Tzadi Vav, what all other Rishonim agree. That what phrase equals what phrase? That's where you get your derech. Assume that. Right. It means Hagolah plus rinsing. Obviously, I don't mean equals Hagolah. It means Hagolah plus rinsing, right? But the Mariko Shtifa includes Hagolah, right? That's the assumption. Now, why does everyone assume that in the Rambam? Well, because that's what every other Rishon of the world holds, and that's what the simple Pshat of the Gemara is, right? The Machlokas, the Chacham Rebbe, where the Mariko Shtifa is hot, cold, or cold. And the Chacham, I think they say, oh, Mariko's hot, Shtifa is cold, just like Klein Midyan. So it sounds like just like Klein Midyan, it means Hagolah, just like Klein Midyan, right? Simple Pshat. But the problem, too, is, and then, of course, they will answer each other, is that in the Rambam, Mariko Ushtifa doesn't mean Hagolah. How can I prove that to you? Let's look at the Rambam. Yud Aleph. Kli Cheresh and Ispashal Ochatas. Okay, fine. Yud Beis. Mariko Bechamen Ushtifa Betzoni. So far, Mariko sounds like a good candidate for Hagolah. Right? B'mayim bo b'yayim bo mezim bo sharmashkin. Famarika shtifa kamrika takos ushtifaso. What does he say? It's like when you wash your cup and rinse it. Now, has anyone ever washed a cup and rinsed it? What do you not do when you wash your cup and rinse it?
Water.
What? You don't stick it into a pot of boiling water. Right? So, problem two is that Marika ushtifa, this means not equal, is not equal to Hagolah. And what are the various proofs that Rishonim bring? They say, Aleph. And this is a Mishnah. They say, why do the Rambam think Mariko Shtifa doesn't mean Hagolah? Because the Mishnah is Kimrikas Hakos. Kimrikas Hakos Vishtifaso. No, this alone I wouldn't say is a proof, but it certainly doesn't sound like Hagolah. Could you mean it? I could say it means Hagolah. Yeah, it doesn't sound like Hagolah. Let's continue. Now here's the one. It says, by pots, you have to Mariko Ushtifa. But by Shpud Va'askula, what do you have to do? Hagolah Vishtifa, right? Hagolah Va'adacha. Hold on a second. If by Shpud and Askula, you have to do Hagolah, then obviously we weren't saying until now you have to do Hagolah, right? Shpud and Askula are different. And both of these are not the Rambam. I mean, I'm not just trying to justify Pshat in the Rambam. I'm also trying to justify why the Rambam got to that Pshat. Because the Mishnah said in Zvachin, Kamrik Zakos Vishtifaso, So Rambam looked at it and says, Maritas HaKos V'Shivaso doesn't sound like Hagala to me. I never saw anyone do that to their kos. I saw people scrub their kos and then rinse it. I never saw people stick their kos in a pot on fire. And then he says, the Mishnah says you need Maritas V'Shiva for a pot. Tashmish HaBacham needs Maritas V'Shiva, but Tashmish HaLideha or needs Hagala. So if you put an Aslan need Hagala, then that shows that the regular pots don't need Hagala. Right? Shpud the Askula Magilon. What does he say? Notice the Lashon. He says, Marika Vachamin. But what is Shpud an Askula? B'mayim Chamin al Gavi Ha'esh. Right? Shpud an Askula, you actually put them in hot water on the fire. Marika, you just wash with hot water the way we do. What do we wash our table? We wash them with hot water. And then in Yodalit, it says, Sala Habasar. So what does it say again? All kelim need mariku shtifa, but shpud an askula need hagala. If hagala is the same as mariku shtifa, why would you separate them? Right, Elkshi Yashlon Lechol Yig Yagel Shvud V'Av. Yimark the Yishuv Akli again. Yagel Shvud V'Askula. Yimark the Yishuv Akli three times. He separates Hagola from Riku Shtifa. They're two different standards. Some things like Shvud and Askula, which are used for barbecuing, need Hagola, and other kelim need Riku Shtifa. Clearly, it's not the same thing. Bein Kli Machin Bein Kli Cheres Chutz Nachat Shov Brachli Cheres. That's the one that we mentioned here. So here we have three times that he says that Shpud and Askula need Hagala as opposed to Marika V'Shtifa. And the kicker, of course, is, and we'll have more, the Pirshom Shnayis and Zvachim, right? What about on the, this, I didn't discover the Pirshom Shnayis and Zvachim, the Red Baz put the Pirshom Shnayis and Zvachim on the side, in the frame. What is the Pirshom Shnayis and Zvachim? He says, Hakim Shemshavshim Bishol Michael Hakam Tuunim Rechita. First of all, it calls Rechita. Bishol Bashal. Okay. But it calls your cousin from Kalim. Ve'en Chilu Dachim Klikers is Lassam Eich Moshe Mishmiel Chachdol Bag Moshe Yarna. That's the same Shita. But what does he explain what Rechur Shifa really is? We can skip to the fourth paragraph, which starts with Rechita. Rechitam Judekes She Mesira Kala Nidbak Bakli Nikra Marika. What does Marika mean? A good washing that takes off everything stuck to the kli. Vatosev the nika nika shtifa, extra cleanliness of gold shtifa. Ushayishbo es amayim v'shtifa v'lishay shabbos the kli v'yadu v'lishay shok. What is shtifa? Shtifa means you throw it without scrubbing. So the good scrubbing, which gets off all the be'en shmutz, is called marika, and the just pouring the water over without scrubbing for extra last step is called shtifa. For Amar Marika Bachan Shtiva Betzoni. For Amar Kamarika Zakosuk Shtiva Zakosuk. So long as Shayin Chayla Dakti Tachak and Ziyasher Kol Simon. What does he say? He even goes further. What does he mean Kamarika Zakosuk Shtiva Zakosuk? Just like when you wash your cup. What does he mean? He doesn't mean for halachic reasons. A guy who washes his cup after he drinks. Are you like Pesach cleaning? Like you look for every speck? No, you wash it a normal way. So he says also you don't need to look for every speck. It's enough to wash it a normal way. And then he says Shmud Ba'askal Areshel by these Shmud is Alspud. Okay? Askel is a resh shel barz and solom of zabasa or perish mag ilan. What does mag ilan mean? That sheyaser sheshamdunus had its beges b'shvud. Mag ilan means you have to get off the shmutz that's absorbed in the shvud. Okay, and then he explains why it's called hagala. And then he says, and the way you do that is you put it in mayim ruch and shvala esh and boiling water on the fire, and then you spill out that water and wash in cold water. The Rambam in the Pirshim Shnayis is very clear, first of all, that Hagala is different from Riku Shtifa, right? So, times 3 plus 1. 3 times the Shetor, once the Pirshim Shnayis, he separates Hagala from Riku Shtifa. And he's Mefurish. What is he saying, Mefurish and Pirshim Shnayis? That what's the purpose of Riku Shtifa? To remove what? To remove the Be'en. And what's the purpose of Hagala? To remove the Bliya, right? That's what he says. Mariko Shtifa is to get out. Kol ha-nidbak b'kli, what's stuck on the kli. Hagol is to get out my nitzbag, what's absorbed, like stove. So, Mefurish Perish HaMishnayis. Zvachim is Mefurish that Marika Vishtifa is Lehasir HaNidbat Bakli. So, what seems Pashup Shad on the Rambam? Pashup Shad on the Rambam is that this is not that hey, Terabola. This is what the Rambam basically says. Even though he used the phrase Terabola. But saying, it's not that in Heterabola you can do Hagala on the Blios instead of Liban. No. Pashup Shad on the Rambam is that. And obviously, he doesn't mean for all Heterabola. Right? No one would say, I don't think anyone would say, for all Heterabola, it's enough to just wash off the schmutz. He says, for karbanos, right, it's enough to wash off the schmutz, and you don't have to worry about the blios, at least if it's a small blia al yidei chamin. If it's a big blia al yidei ha'or, then you need to at least worry about the blios partially into hagolah. But if it's a small blia al yidei chamin, you don't need to worry about the blios at all. You only need to get off the... You only need to get off the Be'em.
He says it's not just Kodim, it's Kodim and Mikdash. You don't think Zera using, I mean, if I can't use these Kalim outside the Mikdash.
Why not?
It may sound like it's just Zera and Manyoma was just...
Okay, so good. So hold that thought for a moment. So what seems to be the more Medui Pshat in the Rambam? Seems to be the Medui Pshat in the Rambam that, and this is what most Achronim assume the Rambam, the Radvaz right there, and, you know, the Ibn Azal and the Ragachover and Griz, they, and Rav Chaim, they all assume, right, Radvaz and most Achronim assume there's no kasha at all. The kasha was if it never is Yotzi, they don't do the Olam. How can you kasher it for other kachim? The answer is, you don't kasher for other kachim. You do more yiku shtifa to get rid of the shmutz to end. You don't need the kasher for other kachim. The answer is that blios are not a problem for other kachim. You just do Mariko Shtifa to remove the Be'en. And this explains why Klei Lolam, Klei Adam, and Klei Avanim, it's no problem that you don't do Mariko Shtifa. Oh, the kasha is, aren't they going to be treif if all you do is rinse them? The answer is no, we don't care if they're treif, right? We don't care about Bleos, we only care about Be'en. So the Zeret Hagaso, then Klei Avonim, Klei Gvonim, Klei Adam, it's enough to get off the end with Hadacha. And in other Kalim, you need to get off the end with Mariko Shtifa. So Zeret Hagaso that for other Kalim, you need to be extra careful to get off the end. And for Klei Avonim, Klei Gvonim, Klei Adam, you need to just be regular careful to get off the end with a regular Hadacha. So regular Hadacha also gets off the end generally. Just not the extra special, you know, best way of getting off the end. Right, it's like washing dishes. I'm gonna wash dishes properly. But either way, you got up to the end. Oh, isn't there a problem if they betrayed Blia? No, because Blios are not a problem in other Korbanos Chutz Michatas. And that's the tremendous Chiddush of the Rambam, that Blios are not a Hetir Bala. That we don't care about Blios. Not that you can, it's enough to adult with Blios. That we don't care about Blios in other Kodshim other than Chatas. Chatas is Zeres HaKasav. But we don't care about Blios and other Karbanos. Simple question though. Why don't we care? Why don't we care about Blios? Hold on a second. And I have another proof. Now we can add one more proof. If it's really true that we don't care about Blios, we can add another proof and the Lishitase. What's the Lishitase? Look at the Rav. What's the Rav going to say? The Rav is going to say, like everyone else in the Rav, I mean, not such a grand low right of the Shitase, because everyone else in the Rav gets the Rav also. But it happens to be the Rav is on the Rambam. Right, I'm sure if you had picked Tosfos or Ritva and Ethan's right on the Rambam, they would say the same thing. What does the Rav say? He has two Lishitase, he has two arguments. Two Mariko Shtifa Gevachila, or Abram, lo yidati ma uke Gevachila. So first he has a machlokis in the Rambam, when do you do Mariko Shtifa? The Rambam says right away you have to eat it. It's part of eating that you have to clean up after yourself. The Rav says, no, you do it later.
Okay, that would work well for Rabbi Akiva Eggersley. The Rambam says, based on a terabala, you have to do it when it's still heter. But I still don't think that's the right way. The rabbi says, no, you wait till after it's too late to eat it, and then do Riku Shtifa. He says you can do Riku Shtifa to a Kliteris for other Kachim? No way. But how do you know Sefta Shein Tanol Shvira? Right? Says it explicitly. That is all that is. Says it explicitly. Always Shvira. Oh, not so explicit. Not clear what Shep is talking about, but. Simple shot. Avol hakotum riku shtifa perish kachikachikachikalim. Oh, it says everything needs riku shtifa. The Rambam says even kliteris. Says no, it doesn't mean all kalim. It means all karbanos need riku shtifa, whether kachikachim or kachikalim. The Rambam says no, all kalim, even kliteris needs riku shtifa. So the Rambam disagrees with the Rambam. We're second place to the argue. Lishitasam, what should always be one step more makel than kachim? And if you know zvachim tadi. You'll know this drasha. What's similar to kachim but one step more makel all over shas? Truma, right? It's always one step more makel than kachim, right? Look at all the mishnayos and chagiga, or look at anywhere. And specifically when it comes to this, the Gemara Darshins has a rise of riku shtifa for kachim and not for truma. They say that truma doesn't mean that you don't need to do anything for truma; just means it's one step less. So truma is always one step below kachim. The Rambam had a tremendous chiddush. If I were to ask you a question, who learned Yerodea here? Okay, are blios of truma in a kli a problem if then I'm Yisrael? Are blios of truma in a kli a problem if I cook in that kli? Yeah, the Gemara says kederish bishul ba truma liyvash b'chulim bishul b'nosin tam. Right? What did the Rambam say? And bottom of the page, kederish bishul ba truma liyvash b'chulim bishul b'nosin tam. Right? But what did the Rambam say? What does Rambam say? That's talking about a dirty zera. The imshata vakter of a mayim of a yayin arinzim of a vashalo. But if you did shtifa with water or wine, then it's okay. Then you can cook kulin in it. Bishal mixa kli and serves the shabbat school of shotim makam bishal olvad. And if you cook the truma part of the kli, it's enough to wash the part of the kli. This is the Gemara. The Gemara says 3 days how truma is one step more makel than kulin, than kachin. Either kachin means a riko shtifa. And chulin only means one step. Or, which most people assume means, kachim means hagala and cold water, truma only means hagala. Or kachim you need to use water, but truma you can use any liquid. Most people assume to mean kachim you have to kasha with boiling water, truma you can kasha with boiling anything. And kachim you have to kasha the whole kli in, truma only part, the part you used. Most people assume means kachim you put the whole kli in boiling water, truma only put the part you used in boiling water. What does the Rambam say? No. Kachim you need hot water and cold water to rinse it. Truma just rinse with cold water, and you can rinse with other liquids if you want, and you only have to rinse the part of the kli that you used. What did the Rambam say? That is a tremendous chiddush. Vlias of truma in a kli are no problem. There's no issue of vlias of truma in a kli. You just have to wash off the end. But it's one step lower than kachin. It's actually more like kli glon, kli avon, kli adama, so you only have to do the shtifa, and not the marika. The Rambam would say, Amar Rav Hitlig, Vishata. So what's in a shtifa elevat sonim? They're chavara. So what the Rambam talking about this shtifa? What kind of exaggeration is this? Shtifa means you just pour cold water on it. How you talking that you pour cold water in your truma pot and then I can cook in it? Is that tzar chagol v'chami? You need chagol because it's full of truma v'lios. What are you talking about? V'charkas shtifa b'tzonim yishmaiti z'vachim perbdam chatas v'davkik there's all kosh v'os v'chers in l'takana. He says, first of all, okay, without getting to that detail, he thinks even in truma you need two steps. Because he thinks in kachim you need three, that's not important. Now he says, pasha you need hagala v'chamin, and if it's cheres, then you're dead out of the water and nothing helps, right? So the Rambam l'shitasei says very, very mefurash, right? Meaning, if you want, you could start. She really means hagala, even though hard for me to imagine how you could say that. But in truma, he's explicit. Shokem akder v'mayim oviyayin. You just rinse it. Right, like the Rambam says, just rinse it in cold water. That's it. And then it's mutal vashalba. So the answer is, yeah, the Rambam doesn't care about blios and truma. Kal v'chomer for blios and kashim. He just cares about rinsing off the end. And the Rambam l'shitasei does care about blios and truma. Kal v'chomer from blios in kashim. So here is not you can say problem three.
Why doesn't the Rambam care about Blios of Truma? And now he's answered it. So if he doesn't care about Blios of Kachin, then Kal v'chomer, because the Gemara says more makely, can't care about Blios of Truma. Now what's that? One thing you haven't answered though is why? Right? Why aren't the Blios a problem and you just have to remove the Be'en, right? And it is, why should the Blios not be a problem? Why should it be enough to just remove the Be'en, right? That we haven't totally figured out yet. Meheshi takes it as Blios of everything else is a problem. Blios of Chametz are a big problem. Blios of Treif are a big problem. Blios of meat and milk, I think he would admit, is a problem. You know, you can't cook milk in a fleshy clay. Unless he said that's also if you didn't rinse it. Simple shot is, I think he would admit, you can't cook milk in a fleshy clay. Why all of a sudden Blios of Kachim are not a problem? So why? So what is Daniel going to say? Why are Blios of Kachim not a problem? Uh-huh. He's going to say that, now, of course, this really only works if you hold like Ravina Tom, correct. What does Ravina Tom hold?
Overnight.
That it means overnight, not 24 hours, not Meis L'Eis, it just means Alos HaShachar, right? So, it just means Linus Laila, that's his phrase, Linus Laila. So, if you assume the Rama holds like Ravina Tom, which is possible, because the Rama uses a vague lashon when it talks about Vinyomo and you were not sure what he means. I mean, it's not that we're sure he holds like Ravina Tom, but it's an open question. He just used similar lashon to the Gemara. So, if you see the Rama holds like Ravina Tam, then this is what many, many Achronim say, including the Radbaz here, and the Grach HaVashas, for those who need the name Salvechik to give a proper Gishpanka to it, and you know, late Rishonim aren't good enough, or early Achronim, whatever, borderline Rishonim Achronim aren't good enough. It's the Grach HaVashas is up and says the same thing. So he says that because if we assume the Rambam holds like Ravina Tam, then it only becomes no sar, right? Some things don't become no sar till the next night. But the earliest anything becomes no sar is, right, for Kachay Kachim and for Todav El Nazir. And,
Pesach,
that would be interesting, right? That would depend if you held like Rilazim and Azariah. Well, that would depend on how the gorillas and Azariah come, and depend on the Grizz's Chakira, right? Grizz's Chakira is, if you paskin that you need to eat Karm Pesach by midnight, because that's the din of Seder Shel Pesach, does that also mean that Mitzad Kodshim Shavuot expires at midnight? Or no, it's only Mitzad Pesach Shavuot that expires at midnight. But Mitzad Kodshim Shavuot would theoretically be okay and wouldn't be no sir till the next morning. So, even though the Rambam passed at midnight, no?
What are the Pesach that you cook?
What?
What part of the Pesach did you cook in the Azar?
It's spit. Although spits are, the truth is that you also don't cook Karm Pesach, so it doesn't come up in much. So the Rambam might not have to be responsible for it, right? It's an Isser D'Oraisa. That's a good Hara. The spit might or might not be in the same category. But anyway, it's enough. You can get out of that if you need.
What about Achatas into a Shulman where you're going to be made based on school? Like, you have a one day carbon into a 2 day carbon, so you're going to be in the second one in the base episode.
Not the blister of God.
No, you do it the same day. I mean, if you cook an hour later.
If you cook Achatas and then cook Shulman, then if you cook Achatas and then cook Shulman, if you do cook Achatas, do Mariko Shtif and then cook Shulman, then that Shlomo will get a Tam of Chatas and will have a Havali day Beis Hapsol. Now, you could answer that since Chatas and Shlomo are always Min Bamino, it would be Bathu Barov and wouldn't be a problem with Doraisa. Because you'd have a better question also. Forget about that. If you're Chatas and Shlomo, should be also Lazar. Right? If you had a Beis Hapsol, it should be also Lazar. Right, if you only do Mariko Shtifa and cook Chatas and then Shlomit.
We could have this case of different animals. If you just think of a different
animal. But it might still be good for me.
No, but if you can a seer into a thing, all meat's going to be.
Not close to showing. Whether it's Mimimimim or Mimshay, no, we know. But okay, let's assume. I assume it should.
How does it open to a cow?
So that is a that's a good question. Maybe you have to assume they didn't do that. Or maybe, although it sounds from the Gemara and the end of the Sahara like they did, or you would assume that maybe that's Dolman Bumino. Sarhiyan, the Rishonim might deal with that, and it was Arin Babu Nalif because they discussed Chatz and their Shlomo. But, yeah?
Why Bayesh Bun Askula do you need Azala?
Okay. So, first, what's the answer? So, one derech of the Radvaz and the Grah and others is that, right, when it's no sar, it's Eino ben Yomo, and that's why we don't care about the blios, right? Assuming we don't care about the existence of nosar blios, we only care about them shaping up your food, right? So the nosar blios can never shape up your food if the Rambam holds like Beit Tam, because by the time it's no sar, it's already Eino ben Yomo, so the blios don't bother you. The only the Be'en would bother you, because the Be'en would still shape up your food. That is one possibility. The some of the other achronim, in which case you would ask, so why dishput an askula? So what's the kalachomer to truma? Have to say truma's for a different reason, not for the. You have to say that truma's, even though it's learned to be one step more makel, it's for a totally different reason, because in truma, it's truma right now, and it has nothing to do with time passing. Say by truma, it's a din that any truma which the Kohen is mochel on, or which is not really easily edible by the Kohen, doesn't have Kedushas Truma, because we have a din, right, that if you spill out the oil in the last few drops, you don't have to worry, they're not Truma. Now, that could be for different reasons, but, or the easier thing to say is, and why do you have to do Hagolah, or put it in an Askela, according to this answer? If it's going to be no sir, why do you have to do Hagolah, or put it in an Askela? Who cares about the Blios, right? They're going to be Eino ben Yomo by the time they're Nosar. Why do you need Hagalah for a Shpud v'Askelah?
Doesn't
the Rebbe make a mention of because it's a terrible one? No, but who cares? Who cares about the Blios? They're, right? By the time they're noticing me, Eino ben Yomo, and there's no Gzeira Eino ben Yomo, it's ben Yomo. First of all, it's a mikdash, and so maybe the one goes and saying, well, whatever, it can never happen, right? Never happens, no sir, ben Yomo. It's impossible, so why do you need Gzeira for it? So then, that's going to be a little funny. Why do you need Hagalah for a Shpud and Askelah? After all, right, we shouldn't care about Blios. So, there might be other ways to answer this. The Grizz, I think, says a little differently. Not clear. It might come down to a similar thing. But the Grizz says that a Gzeres HaKasov that Marika Vishtifa is Hechsher for the Mikdash. It says Gzeres HaKasov that Marika Vishtifa is Hechsher for the Mikdash. So it's not that we don't care about Blios because there's a reason we don't care about Blios. In fact, it's Xeris Agosa, then Mariko Shtifa, let's use the police, so it's Xeris Agosa not to care about Blios. That answers Yoshua's question. Why does Shpudin Aslan need Hagalah? Because Xeris Agosa Mariko Shtifa is being the Kleevos of Bushola, it's only by Bishol. By Kleev, there's no Xeris Agosa, so we go back to the principle of the Tera Baba and require Hagalah. And then you can extend it to Truma, say Xeris Agosa there also. Okay, this is assuming, again, this works, you know, Xeris HaKasav, not always that satisfactory, that's what he says. But a third Zerach, which I think is somewhat attractive, this is the Tzafnas Paneach, the Rugged Trevor right here holds that, the Evan Ha'azel, so the Rugged Trevor is coming to Masa. I don't think he ever made it to Maaseh Karbanos. If you know, he grew exponentially as he went on. He just wrote like more and more for each halakha. He just went to infinity, and it just goes to show, like,
what the Rebbe Turner was. Like, there's some people you know, like, oh, they, like, you know, eat too much candy, and then you get more, and they eat more and more and more. They're addicted to drugs, and more and more and more, and they can't stop themselves. The Rebbe Turner was just addicted to Chiddush Torah. He tried to write a useful book, and he started out very good. Ma'ad and Avins, Mani made little pieces, and only made, like, 13 comparisons in each paragraph to each halakha, and only tied in 30 other Rambams. And then he just, like, he got addicted. He lost control of himself, and he realized that on any Rambam, you say Chiddush Torah about Kol HaTorah Kula, and Kol HaTorah Kula never ends, and then he couldn't end anywhere. So it's something for, I don't know if we should, I'm not sure if this is logical, but it's something we shouldn't emulate necessarily, but we should aspire to. I'm not sure if that's logical, but it's true anyway. But the Eben Uzzel says it in Karbanos. In general, the Eben Uzzel is much more marit in Karbanos than in the other parts. And they say that, okay, how they say it is a little funny. I'm not promising you I'm saying over their exact proper lashon, but they say it's not because of Eino Ben Yomo. It's because, you know what, I'm not promising to say the lashon, you have to look there, at, but I think this is what they mean. When it comes to Kudshim, and therefore Truma also, Kawakomer, is different than Macholos Asuros, right? I'll admit, this is what I'm saying it over. They might say it over a little more Pashat Lashon. But I think the point is this. Kodshim is different than Macholos Asuros. Macholos Asuros, there's just an objective chetz of treif. Right? Chometz, there's an objective chetz of treif. Or of chometz. Right? But Kodshim are the opposite. Right? Everything else is treif because it's so problematic to have this food or this mixture of foods. Kodshim, what's the problem? The problem with Kachim is that it's Kadosh, yet will become Noser. But first it has to be Kachim. Right? That it's Kadosh because it has this tremendous purpose of Avoda in it. Right? It's Kadosh because of the Avoda Shavo. Because of the potential in it, like we discussed in terms of Elah. What makes Kachim so Kadosh? Because you can do Achilas Kachim. Because it's something which is fit for Achilas Kodshim. And here I admit I'm adding. Kodshim is Kodosh, it's fit for Achilas Kodosh. Once it's Kodosh, it can become Kodshim. Once it's Kodosh, it can become Nosar. Truma is Truma, which is Miyuad L'Achilas Kohen. And once it's Truma, then it's Ashul Azar. But something which is not Choshev enough to be set aside for Achila, lose the Kashivas of Kodshim and Truma. Once you lose your chashivas of kachim, of course you can't be nosar. You can't be nosar if you're not really chashiv kachim. So the other things don't depend on chashivas. That's the subjective answer. When it comes to kachim, it depends on the chashivas if this is really a proper barachila. And you know what? A bliya al yidei chamin is such a weak bliya that I know it can be no saint tam. I know it can be no saint tam a bliya al yidei chamin. But that's not chashim enough to retain its kedusha. And therefore that bliya doesn't bother us. Bliya al yidei ha, or if you don't weaken it through hagalah, is chashim enough to past that standard. But I think what they're saying is that in Kodshim Vitruma, you know, at least weak Bleos don't have the Chashivas of Kedusha in the first place, and that's why we're not worried about them becoming Nosar. Because here it's not poison, Macholos Asuros you have to avoid. Here it's something Kodosh you have to respect. And then when it becomes no sir, it becomes poison they have to avoid. But since this is something kadosh you have to respect, it needs the chashivas to be kadosh. Right? It needs to be something useful. It needs to be something which is fit for thinking about eating. And I admit here I'm drawing the line somewhat arbitrarily based on the Rambam, a bli al yidei chamin, or a bli al yidei chamin, let's say, that's not chashiv enough to retain its kedusha, and therefore it's not important. And maybe that's not, and then true would be exactly the same as the as Kodshim, because there's already precedent. The last few drops in the barrel, for to many Rishonim, clearly they're not Truma. Some Rishonim say because you had in mind not to be Torah in the first place. But other Rishonim say because they're not really useful for the Kohen. What's not useful for the Kohen? Pakeh Kedushasei. Anything which is not really useful for the Kohen is Pakeh Kedushasei. Anything which is not really Choshev enough to have a proper taste of eating, Pakeh Kedushasei. So maybe that's chop. In the Rambam. So I have three different ways, same Shah in the Rambam, but clearly I think, with all these proofs, that Shah in the Rambam is not the regular din of Hetera Bala of Hagola. That's not what Rinkushtiva means. Rinkushtiva means the end. The Bliot don't bother us at all, either on Pigzera Sakasav, or Kizmeh Ben Yomo, or just because, since Kachim come from the Hashivas of Kedusha, a weak Blia just doesn't meet the standard and is Mufka in the first place. It can't become Nosar if it's not something which is really important enough in terms of being eaten in the first place. Okay, so that's Pshat of the Rambam. I apologize for going away. I mentioned to a few guys before Shir that I was up all night and I was very upset that I didn't have Pshat of the Rambam. So I'll leave it for your homework to figure out what the problem still is in the Rambam. And then for extra credit homework
nothing wrong with anything I said here. That would be silly of me. But what side problem comes up in the Rambam, and for extra credit to solve it. And if you could do that, then we can switch places. Okay, we'll continue with the next one.